Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, my friends. Well, not really happy, but anyway, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, check me out on Drive. Can't wait for that. 4 p.m. today, Darren Bent. I'm going to go at my club. And that's, of course, where we begin today's podcast with the fallout from the Manchester derby in the Premier League, where Pep City annoyingly beat Erik ten Hag's Man United, just about, sort of. Well, anyway, here's the fallout from the Etihad on TalkSport.
Manchester City 3, Manchester United 1. The same old story for the visitors when it comes to derby day here at the Etihad, despite the fact Marcus Rashford, with a brilliant strike in off the underside of the crossbar from well outside the box, gave them a shock lead in the 8th minute. They held that advantage until 11 minutes into the second half. Phil Foden cutting in from the right-hand side and sending a blistering, curling strike left-footed beyond Onana into the bottom corner. It took until 10 minutes from time for City to finally make their possession domination tell and get their noses in front. Foden once again with the goal, and Erling Haaland in the first minute of 8 added on, seized on an error from Sofyan and Amrabat. It finishes here, Manchester City 3, Manchester United 1.
That was a good game. We played really good. We started incredible well after making a fantastic goal from Rashford. But we make a complete and well-deserved victory. Second half, Phil with a fantastic goal, because the first 10 minutes second half we failed to find the rhythm. But the goal from Phil after, we spoke about that with our people. When we play a derby, our people is unbelievable. So we had the feeling that he would score a goal. The rest will come easier.
So I'm now to hear from City defender Kyle Walker.
No, first and foremost for the crowd, for everyone associated with this, you know, great football club. You know, it's always good to have the bragging rights over your rivals, but I think more importantly it's the 3 points to keep the gap close as possible with Liverpool, and to, you know, set the momentum up for this week, which is a massive week, to, you know, be in the last stages of the Champions League and then go to Anfield, hopefully on a high.
You mentioned that it's sort of the veteran stage of your career now, yeah. If you like, does that make you enjoy these moments even more and enjoy these trophy pursuits even more?
I'm going to keep going until, I've said it before, until my legs stop working, I will keep going. But you appreciate it. You know, I look back at the times when I signed for Tottenham at 19, and, you know, it seems like it's gone in the blink of an eye. I'm 34 in May, and I still feel fresh, I still feel sharp. You know, I don't feel 34. He's 34 old, you know. Ryan Giggs went and played on to nearly 40 at the Premier League, a top team in a, you know, a top level. So listen, I'll give my all for this team. I feel that the club, the manager has shown the faith in me to give me the contract that they have, and, you know, I need to reward them with, you know, putting in performances like I have been doing, I think, this season, and just making sure, you know, more importantly, we keep winning games.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to Mickey Gray, former Gooner Perry Groves, looking back at the defeat from a United point of view. Good luck with that.
These two teams are absolutely miles apart.
Yeah.
They're miles apart. I know they're miles apart, you know, literally, but they're miles apart metaphorically in the league. They're nowhere near. It's a bit embarrassing second half for Man United, to be honest.
11 games they've lost this season now, Manchester United. Their record in the Premier League is 12. And they've got some tough games coming up here before the end of the season. That's 13 goals in the last three games at the Etihad. Man City have scored against Manchester United in a derby game. I think we've seen one yellow card, and the other yellow card was from the manager. When you're playing derby games, if you know you're not as good as the competition who you're playing against, you make the game nasty. I don't think Manchester United have made the game nasty enough. We've turned up here today. I think we all expected Man City to go on and win the game. But the second half, they've not had a shot at goal. They've hardly got out their own half. Where's the fight, the gulf and the gap between these two teams when you think about what Manchester United have spent over the last decade and what Man City have spent over the last decade? It's huge and it's getting bigger.
TalkSport Daily.
Burnley 0, Bournemouth 2. Burnley started brightly. Odegaard could have done better after 4 minutes, but Bournemouth took the lead ahead against the run of play. Anton Semenya came close twice, but just before the end of the game, he broke from the halfway line, cut in onto his left foot, right side of the D, a blistering shot beyond James Trafford that ended Bournemouth's seven-game winless run in the Premier League. For Burnley, they've lost 11 of their 14 Premier League home games this season. Full-time, Burnley 0, Bournemouth 2.
It's the type of league that will punish you on these type of moments. And, you know, it can be the reason why you concede or it can be the reason why you don't score. That's just part of operating at this level. And you give yourself a little bit more of the right to talk about it when you have a performance like today. But in the end, you know, the disappointment is that you can't capitalize on something that had so many positive elements.
TalkSport Daily.
On to the final word now with Majestic and former Premier League manager Alan Pardew.
You know, in terms of the quality of the two teams, you know, there's a gulf between them. You know, there's a gulf between the setup of each team. And, you know, what was surprising, and what's surprising to me, and it would be surprising to me if I was a Man United fan, and I'm going up there next week, was you're in a derby and you don't go up against them.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't enough of that, was there? You know, that's a setup that Crystal Palace, if I was running Crystal Palace, we would go there with that game plan. We would be expecting maybe to get something on the break, you know, maybe get something out of the game. And that was a little bit our Man United setup. Man United, you know, we're talking about, you know, this giant club, maybe the biggest in the world, you could argue. And this is where I think the bigger problem lies. The quality of the team, the setup of the team against what is a very, very, very well-oiled winning machine. And it's a marked difference between the two clubs.
Let's head over to Adam, who's a Manchester United fan. He was at the game today. Good evening, Adam.
I was so naive to have any optimism because there was part of me that was like, oh my God, we could actually do this. I remember Fergie said that City will never be the dominant side in, I don't know if he said in his lifetime or his era, but us United fans, we really need to take it on the chin now that they're not just the noisy neighbours. They're like, what they're doing, the journey that they've had.
Adam, they're the landlords, mate.
Let him go. Adam. He was just about to come out with something there. Go on, Adam.
Yeah, like the journey that they've had and the signings. And you know what it is? And like, it's not just Pep. It's like the infrastructure that they've built and how they've gone about it and the faith that they've shown and their recruitment. Like, I genuinely want someone like De Zerbi, if I'm being honest, because now it's a project. Just let him come in. This season's a write-off. Next season's probably going to be a write-off. But we just need to back a manager, not just financially, but the right recruitment, the right stuff going on. And then let's just see what happens.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, here's Tony Cascarino criticising the Forest backroom staff and the owner for confronting the referee after the agonising defeat to Liverpool at the weekend.
There are a number of players and backroom staff surrounding the official Paul Tierney at the moment. He has shown a yellow card. Of course, enormous frustration from the Forest supporters and players and backroom staff as well. Is that the Forest owner, Marinakis, who's out by the side of the pitch as well? Perhaps voicing some of his frustration. You can hear the boos here at the City Ground.
Who'd want to be a referee in the modern game, eh? You know, yes, there's an error. The reaction over the top, well, from an owner, first and foremost, I find quite shocking because that word's been used, as we know, that saying it was a shocking decision. I didn't feel that. It's an error. Yeah, and I feel like it's an innocent error by the manager, by the referee, Paul Tierney. But the reaction to it was way over the top. Now, people will say and argue, it's our Premier League status at stake and everything, and I get it all. But we can't go down the road of just everybody getting involved. The players, the managers, you know, the coaching staff, and then the owner. This is like tribal beyond belief.
TalkSport Daily.
Time to check in now with the Sunday edition with special guest David Bernstein. Ooh, the former FA and Man City chairman. He spoke about the job facing Manchester United co-owner Sir Jim Ratcliffe and the challenges he must overcome at Old Trafford.
Well, I don't know him personally, but I don't doubt he is a good fit. You know, it's a fantastic investment he's making. He's got a huge job on his hands, but he's done brilliantly well in business, and you know, he's a very able bloke. You know, the transferring skills from one sort of industry to another is not easy, but he's a very bright guy. He's done very well, and you know, given time and patience, you know, these things are not easy, and things don't happen overnight. But if people are patient, or the fans are patient, no doubt he'll get there. I mean, fundamentally, Man United are, you know, always have been a huge club.
Now, Max Verstappen began his defence of the Formula One, or F1, as I like to call it, World Championship, by leading teammate Sergio Perez in a dominant Red Bull 1-2 at the Bahrain Grand Prix. Insert joke, I'm not allowed to do it, but you know what I'm thinking. Despite the win, a cloud still hangs over the team with recent accusations about team principal Christian Horner. The Sun's F1 correspondent, Ben Hunt, feels it could still lead to the demise of Red Bull.
Certainly on the ground, you're expecting something else. The information from my Dutch colleagues was that there was going to be something else coming. But it never arrived. You know, if you cast your mind back to the initial reports, which again came out of Holland, and a colleague at the Telegraph was writing, an accusation that there was some sort of payment to keep quiet. We haven't seen any evidence of that. You know, let's see, is that the thing which could be released? I don't know. At the moment, it's a bit of a guessing game. But yes, so there is a bit of an expectation that there's probably more to come. Horner's been there from pretty much day one. He's built that team. You know, he's a pillar of that team. So, you know, if they see an opportunity to weaken that pillar, you know, there's the potential here for a big collapse of Red Bull. Not just Christian Horner, but of course he's friends with, you know, close friends with Adrian Newey, the most successful car designer of all time. You know, if Christian walks, does that mean that Adrian goes? And of course that would weaken the team and make everything a little bit more competitive for everyone else. At the end of the day, you know, they're running away with it. Max finished over 22 seconds ahead of his teammate yesterday, and this is only the first race of the season.
TalkSport Daily.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And don't forget to check out The Debrief with Alan Brazil and Gabrielle Bonhoeffer. The podcast is available to download right now on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. In this week's episode, the boys were joined by music sensation Olly Murs. And Alan recalled the time he was invited to head into the jungle and join the TV show I'm a Celebrity.
I had an interview 15 years ago.
Did you really?
And they said, could you go 2 weeks without a booze? I went, of course I could. Honestly, no, man, you've got a bad reputation.
Did you actually get asked?
I did, yeah, around the corner. But there was a couple of now who interviewed me. I didn't take
it. Like
I
didn't like it.
I didn't like
it. Worked for you.
No.
So you didn't fancy it?
No.
You'd have been just fact that you're never going to do it, you would have been great on it.
Well, maybe. Maybe. It'd have been a breeze for me, but...
You couldn't go 2.5 weeks without
a chance.
Not a chance.
I've done 4 months.
You're a liar.
And it was easy peasy.
So Alan and around the campfire, what's your luxury item? I've bought a keg. I thought we'd all enjoy this keg of beer every day.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.